I believe in the light that shines and will never die. Oh, I believe the fire burns, we stay alive. They will talk about us like they talked about the king before us.
These are the words of a believer, achiever, leader of the globe, feed the souls of those in need. I bleed the blood of the struggle, walking over troubled puddles, hustles in my chest, no hustle, no progress, extremities of life in this process. Birth of a son, death of another, with love I caress both mothers, and told them who's in control is the one that's above us. I walk where money talks and love stutters, body language of a nation, going through changes, the young become dangerous, pain gets spent in the anger, anger gets sent through the chamber, it's tough when you own look like strangers. We are the sons of gangsters and stone rangers. If he could, how would Ernie Barnes paint us? Look at the picture, hard not to blame us, but time forgives, and it's time where the young die often. Do they end up in a coffin because we haven't talked them? Is it what we talking? We really ain't walking. Dudes hustlers pay. How much did it cost them? Find myself on the same corner that we lost them. Real talking in their ear like a walkman. Thoughts been around the corner to the world. When I see them, I see my baby girl. Believe, believe.
I believe in the light that shines and will never die. Oh,
believe,
I
believe.
Hunger
becomes a means to get it by any ways necessary. Very under pressure, children feeling lesser, but you're still upon the dresser.
Good evening and welcome to a 2012 edition of Enough is Enough, Save Our Children Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Tony, founder and president of Enough is Enough, Save Our Children. Happy New Year. I hope you are as blessed as I am to see this year. Welcome to tonight's show. We're in 2012. We're putting 2011 behind us. We're moving on to bigger and better things. Tonight, we're going to talk about 2012. And what's the plan? What are we going to do? Are we going to pick up where we left off? Which, to me, we've made some progress, but we need to make more. What you got on your agenda? What's your mission? What's your vision? What kind of strategy are you holding on to? Who do you need? What do you need? Can we establish some partnerships? Can we get this thing off at Mach 4? Instead of Mach 1. 2012 can be the year. I heard that it's going to take great leaders and great teams. I'm for all of that. Tonight, I have no special guests. You can call in and be a part of tonight's conversation. The call-in number is 424-258-9271. Also, our chat room is open. Feel free to use it. I believe we're going to have a blessed discussion tonight. I did this show at the last minute because I just felt like doing one. I know a lot of people are off tomorrow, so I figured there would be a lot of participants. I don't know. I'm going to see who's on the line. Again, welcome to the show. And if you're here with me, you was blessed to see 2012. With that, we're going to get right at it. I've got a little something I'd like to give. Last year was ugly. A lot of death. Children still dying, parents still killing their children, a lot of violence in the street, a lot of bullets claiming innocent victims, and the same results. Photo ops, speeches, and nothing changes. Still, at the end of the year, I saw something new. I'm real impressed with it. Our youth across the country are making a stand, and they're saying no more. For that, I am proud, because I know it's going to take the youth to speak to the youth and to also, most importantly, wake up the adults who are asleep at the wheel. It is time to make some changes. It is time for some new strategies. It's time to get involved, period. Stop making excuses saying, what can I do? There's a lot you can do. You can get involved. Find out what you can do. Everybody got some kind of skill or talent. If it's word of mouth, use your mouth. Talk to your neighbor. Talk to your friend. Time to get involved. Our children need us, and they're stepping up to the plate to get it done. So what are we going to do? So that's what I want to know. 2012, tell me, what is your plan? I got a call on the line, 347-677-5118. Caller, good evening. Welcome to the show. Who am I speaking to? Hello, 347-677-5118.
Hi,
Tony.
Hi, Ebony.
How are you, Ebony?
Me?
Yes,
I'm fine.
Hear you very well. Happy New Year to you, honey. Welcome to tonight's show.
Happy New Year. Thank you.
But what's on the plan? What's the plan for 2012?
Oh, there's a few plans.
Well,
you know, I have the Full Circle Women's Coalition. Black focus on women and girls. So we just got the website up. I can't tell you the whole thing right away, but I'm going to post it up on the blog radio, site. In the meantime, my Facebook itself is Ebony Gorgeous Black Hood. So I'm the only gorgeous black on Facebook, so you can't miss that. But so in the meantime,
okay. Got the applause on that.
In the meantime, you know, we have a lot of things going on. I'm going to be setting up a domestic violence forum coming up in March 2012 here in Far Rockaway. Can you hear me, Tony?
I can hear you clearly. I hear you good.
Okay.
I can hear you.
I can't hear you. You know I live in Far Rockaway.
Good base. You're out there with Brett Scudder in them, right? Are you familiar with Brett Scudder? Can you hear me? Am I coming in? Can you hear me clearly?
Now I can hear you.
Okay. Are you familiar with Brett Scudder out there? He has an organization.
We actually did a meeting a few weeks ago promoting entrepreneurs. Him and I.
Great.
At PS 42 here. So out here in Far Rockaway. And he has a lot of good things going on as well. It's funny because there's so many people having good things going on, and we don't know, so we come upon each other just by happenstance, and then come find out, oh, I know you. So it's a good look. And all of us joining together, which is what coalition, all of us joining entrepreneurs and community activists to make it happen. It's nothing wrong with sharing information. There's nothing wrong with giving information and taking in some information. Doing it together to make a bigger change.
I truly agree. You know, we got to get out of the selfish mode, you know, and get on to some teamwork. You know, each
Absolutely.
One help one. You know, let's start sharing. You know, let's not, it's all about what I'm doing over here and later for you over there, you know. We need to work it together. What's working over there for you? Can I use it over here? I got something over here. Can you use this? You know, this is what we
Absolutely.
Need to start doing because it can be kind of selfish.
Because people
want to have that, what is that, prestige?
That
is that the word?
Personal notoriety.
perfect. There you go. We got to get out of that.
Yeah. Because
if we get out of that, we'll get more done.
Absolutely.
We'll get more done, you know, with networking, you know, planning.
Living a purpose.
Sharing.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's the
only
way.
I want to be able to reach out.
I
want to be able to reach out to my community activists. I want them to be, you know, it's nice to vote for them. It's nice that they come out in the neighborhood, you know, to ask for votes, but I personally would like access to them, you know, in order for me to make change. If we're going to, you know, say we're ready to make this change, we need those vehicles. And people are familiar with them inside of their world. But here, if they're saying they're servicing us, we need to be have access to them. They need to be approachable. You know, I need to be able to call up anybody's office and say, you know, this is Ebony Hood, I vote, and I voted for you, and this is what I need, you know, in my community and for my people, you know.
Well,
so.
It's no coincidence that you're mentioning the voting, okay? As you know, 2012 is election year.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And people, our young people in the age range, you know, 18 to, I would say, 35, we're kind of losing touch with, you know, this whole Obama thing where the outside party, the other folk, like I like to say, are making it look as if, you know, there's nothing going on with this black president. They use that word black so much. There's nothing going on with this black president. But in actuality, there are things going on. He has put things on the table. He has said, here you go. But now we have to walk to it and pick it up, you know, and use it. It's that easy. It's that easy.
Yes, yeah, I have to agree with you, yes. He has done a lot. He has done a whole lot, you know.
Yeah.
A lot of focus is on what you just stated. You know, he's black.
Color thing.
And
yeah,
what happened,
I don't get it.
When that has nothing to do with what's happening to America. Because those who are opposing him are not doing anything for America.
Exactly.
Let them suffer. You know, so yeah, you got to get the word out on the voting. But also, as you were saying, the elected officials you vote for in your community, because
yeah,
they're going to come to you. They're going to
yeah,
ask for your vote. And you want to know, for me, I want to know, well, what are you going to be bringing to the community? What are you bringing to the table? Because I don't want no promises. I want to see what you're going to be doing, not when you get elected, before you get elected. Convince me.
Yeah.
Convince
exactly,
me, because, you know, talk is cheap. Talk is cheap. They're going to tell you a whole lot of good stuff. Well, I'm
exactly,
going to do this, and I'm going to back you on that. Okay, let's start. Can you back me now? Not when you get in office. Can you start backing me now?
Absolutely. I'd like,
you know,
for at least one or two community leaders to think about making a vote to have young mothers, not young mothers, but mothers, single mothers, have access and availability to child care. You know, we're not going to the system to be lazy. There are plenty of us out here who are going to the system because we need child care in order to go to work. You know, and in a sense, you know, there's this punishment. Oh, you got in a situation, you got a baby, so what? That's your problem. People have children. That's what the world does. You know, so what a lot of, I'm hearing a lot of this, and I also live this situation. People, women need child care vouchers. No one is touching the social service system. It's like they're afraid of it. You know, if they shake it up a bit, more productivity does happen. You know, more jobs can be available. They are available. We got to stop having so many doors closed in our faces every time we ask for assistance to do something. You know, so I don't get it, Tony.
So child care is a really big issue.
Yeah, it's a huge issue.
For a lot of parents.
It is. It's not that we're sitting home and saying we want to live on the system or anything like that. What we're saying is we simply want the child care so that we can be independent of the system. You know, the system still
needs
to run, so... Yeah.
I think if you're asking for child care, you must be working or something, or trying to get a job or something of that nature.
Exactly.
I don't think you're asking for child care to be home, just doing nothing.
Exactly. It just doesn't work that way. And that push, it's just like a squeezing. We're going to punish you because you need child care. We're going to punish you because you came to us. So we're going to find every way to turn you down. We're going to just crush your hopes. You know, so... until we really don't want to go back to the system. And that's where, you know, that laziness, people perceive us as lazy, perceive us as having all kinds of issues and never doing anything. I take my daughter wherever I go, to work, to wherever I go, you know, because I don't have child care. Not because I want to, but because I don't have child care and I've been found ineligible every freaking time I go up there. What makes me ineligible? They never really know. They just say you're ineligible, you know. So I kind of dabble.
Well, from what I know, they're not giving out any child care vouchers. The system is not giving out any. The only way that you can get one, and this is the honest to God truth, the only way that you can get, you have to have a ACS
public assistance case.
No.
Oh, ACS case?
ACS. You'll get one without any haggling. You'll get it right away. But look at what you have to go through. You have to go through ACS.
And what does ACS say, though? Well, what does that say about one as a mother? It says, here, you have to take my kids in order to get my kids back to make me independent.
Right. Yes, because 22, I mean, it's not, you know, it's not a good look, but you will get it right away. And then you're saying public assistance, right? You got to be on public assistance. Then, you know, you have to pick somewhere for your child to go that's convenient. Then you want to make sure your child is in the right care. You just don't want to put him with anybody.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so, you know, this is something, an issue, yes, I would bring up with my community elected officials.
They have to, they got to march for us like we march for them. You know what
exactly.
I mean?
Exactly.
It's beautiful.
I fully agree.
But march for me, too, you know. So it's nice to put the plan on the table, see it through. You know, I know that a lot of times, you know, they make these wonderful promises to the people that put them in these offices. But at the end of the day, it's really us who put them in the office. And we want some of our plans put into action as well, implemented into the community. So that's what I'm saying.
Well, I have a very close friend, okay? You know, she's a mentor and an ally of mine. She doesn't call them elected officials. She calls them selected officials, you know, for a lot of various reasons. You know, number one, as I said, they make a lot of promises before they get in office, and then when they get in office, those promises are not fulfilled.
Right.
And we as a community have to make them accountable before they even reach, before they get the votes. In other words, you got to give me something before to convince me to vote for you. Because I've heard, you know, I've heard all the good, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that and come to my office and X, Y, Z, and the same old, same old. You know, and that's not, you know, the change, I really believe change starts with those who have the power of the vote.
It does.
I really believe that. You know, we don't, I don't believe we use it like the way that we should. We really don't.
Right.
You know, we go in, we pull those levers. Sometimes we don't even look at some of the bills that we're voting for because some of those bills can hurt us.
Indeed.
Some of those bills that we vote for because we believe everything is whatever party we're voting for, we're just pulling the lever. Read those bills. Find out what those bills are for because those bills can hurt you. And then you find out later on you voted for it. Because you didn't read it, or you didn't understand it. You know, the power of the vote is strong if we use it right. You know, got another call on the line. Let me bring her in. Debbie, are you there? Good evening. How are you?
Hey, how you doing, Tony?
All right. Thanks for calling in. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you, too. I just want to say
2012. What's the plan?
We got to be more focused on some of these rich rappers. I tell people this. They're not under a lot of pressure to get back to the community they've been poisoning when they were drug dealers. And I'm talking about Jay-Z.
Mm-mm. Go ahead.
You know, people don't want to hear this, but it's true. As a drug dealer, he was putting poison in the Marcy Projects. He is rich. You ever heard him give back to community and make it a community center and Bed-Stuy, something like that for the youth? Nothing.
Ooh, well, I can't say that I know for sure he hasn't, but I'm listening to you because I, you know, I can't say, well, he hasn't done this and that, because I really don't know. I do know that he has a big investment for the new arena that they're putting up in Brooklyn, the new Nets.
And a lot, and promised jobs, and look what that happened. You know, a lot of minorities were supposed to get jobs. That didn't fall through. A lot of stuff being done that's shady, you know, and it's time for a lot of these rappers, like, you know, like Jay-Z, even sometimes Russell Simmons, they go down to Occupy Wall Street. What are you doing for the youth?
Right.
Nothing.
Well,
you know, after
I believe Russell has, believe Russell has stepped up and done a few things
you know,
for the community and the youth.
The thing that bothered me was recently when he had Jay-Z went down to Occupy Wall Street, I think, or came out with some T-shirts that says Occupy These Streets. And they were asking, well, where's the funds going? In his pocket.
Hmm.
Well, pretty much that's where they're going. That's what, you know. Listen, you know, the people bought the shirts, you know, what is he going to do?
That's
invest
true.
His money to put the shirts together. So, I mean, he's going to make some kind of profit, but I believe he donated some of the money. Where to?
I think
sure.
After the pressure of bloggers and writers.
But you know what you're saying right now, you know, out of that I find that these celebrities, they're all donating to the same 10, 20 companies.
Mm.
They're not putting anything into the actual community. They're donating to these same companies. And those same companies are still charging high prices for us to buy their products. You know.
And just to make a point about community centers and boxing rings, you know, when Mike Tyson was growing up, he had a boxing ring. When the last time you seen a nice facility for a lot of these brothers to come out with their frustration? Because, you know, they like to fight. But they went into the ring to do it.
Right.
Huh. I don't remember last time I seen boxing ring.
Okay, so they need to invest more in their community. They need to
make
centers where they can come, box, get their rage out, get some services.
Tyson probably would have been dead if it wasn't for a boxing ring.
Okay, true. I have to agree
with
that.
Yeah, you know, being in the Ville, come on.
Sure, all right. I'm not arguing with that. You're probably right.
You know?
Because Mike was a terror in the ring, that's for sure.
That's right.
So, Debbie, you're disappointed with what they give back to the community. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah, big time.
Think they should do more?
Big time.
Well, you know, there's a way to get them to put more in the community, but it's going to take pressure. It's going to take pressure. Sometimes you have to go with some of these individuals, be it corporate, rappers, whatever. See, nobody likes their pocketbooks to be hurt.
That's right.
So it may take some type of boycott action. You know, maybe through these radio stations, number one, because that plays all their music.
Mm-hmm.
You know, urban radio, for me, needs to be better than what it is. Like, you know, there's a few stations here. Well, let me just say one station here in New York. You know, the entire broadcast day is negativity. Every other song is about killing, drugs, disrespecting your woman, and a fantasy that most of these youngsters don't live, but are trying to live. And in the interim of it, it's getting them killed.
But back
you know,
in the days, when I was growing up, my favorite group, and still is Public Enemy. That was like the group.
Well, yes, but groups like that are not popular today.
That's right.
In the music world. Anything that's positive for youth or black folks in general, that's not going to get aired because that's not what's selling. That's not what's making these companies rich.
Yeah.
You know,
hip-hop has changed dramatically.
Immensely. To make money today, you have to be politically correct.
That's right.
But it's okay. It's okay to disrespect your woman and your brother. In other words, you can say bitch It's okay to say nigga. It's okay to do that stuff. See, that's where it comes back to us, where we have to say, no, that's not okay. That's not okay. See, there was a time coming up, you mentioned Public Enemy, there was a balance. There is no balance today. It's
that's
anything
right.
goes. Anything goes. And these youngsters that are out on the block, they're listening to this stuff 24/7. And they're trying to live it. And they're dying and going to prison behind it. That needs to change. See, that's
part of the
music industry. Say again?
Yeah, I say a lot of these executives kind of like change rap from a culture into just a genre where they can control it. This is done purposely.
Of course. Yes, it is done purposely. It's not done by mistake.
I tell them this is to dumb you down, and it's working.
Right, so that should be part of the plan in 212. Make a change.
That's true. That's
make
right.
a change. You know, listen, the airwaves have a big influence. If they was to put it out there that pants hanging off your butt is whack, it'll change.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
It'll change. If disrespecting your woman is whack, it will change. These airwaves start that on a consistent basis, it will change. If you hear stop the violence in your communities, put the guns down on a consistent basis on the airwaves and on our urban radio stations. I'm talking about not just here in New York, across the country, you will see change.
Right.
You know, we need to get after these broadcast people, these executive people, let them know, listen, the message y'all pumping into our communities is killing our youth and young adults.
That's right. It's the end of the, I call it the end of conscious rap. They don't, there's nothing out there now.
And we can go to our elected officials and ask for that. See, these are the kind of things we could bring to them and say, listen, you know.
Right.
We need that to change. We need that to change. In order to save lives, in order to bring back some self-pride and self-respect, pump it up to the urban radio station. Bring back the self-respect and the self-pride, and most of all, the value of life. Because on the block, there is none.
There is none whatsoever.
It is survival of the fittest out there. Dog eat dog. We are not animals. We are humans. We were born as humans with intelligence. We were not born as animals to prey on one another. Period. I don't care how that economy is, none of that. No excuses.
Right.
No excuses. Learn to love yourself so you can learn to love your fellow man or woman. Because it's ugly out there.
Ebony Hood, I am president of the Full Circle Women's Coalition. And what I need. So it's not a science simply asking for materials. There are people with places that are not being used. We're asking for space. We're asking for funding. It's not science. I'm not talking about what kind of investment can I make out off of Ms. Hood. We're just simply saying provide some funding so that we can work with these women and these girls that you all are saying are no good to society, that are not raising children right, that are killing each other, that these girls are worse than these boys now. We're simply saying fund us so that we can work with these people, work with these women, work with these girls, kind of refocus them back into being productive in society. So that simply is what is being asked. You know, it's wonderful everyone has faith in God. That's beautiful. But, you know, the real message is, do we have faith in each other to survive through the whole catastrophe that's going on? At the end of the day, we really, really need to depend on each other. You know, things up for question, our religion, music, life, and gender, sexuality. Everything is up for question. Everything is loose. Everything is, like you all said, go your way, do what you want. And everyone else was also saying, oh, what happened to the old ways and values? That's simply what we want to do as a Full Circle Coalition. Bring back the old ways and values. You know, putting them on the table, opening these girls and these women eyes to see, like, you know, you don't have to be a video vixen. You don't have to shake your behind, marry a
right.
basketball player, and run
mm-hmm.
amok and beat each other on television. You don't have to do that, because at the end of the day, we're not making money off of that.
That's right.
Someone else is making money off of that. And then we're still, you know, you still hear these people complaining, like a year later, I'm broke, I'm bankrupt, I'm tall back, I'm on drugs. Let's take care of each other. You know, that,
we worry about the wrong thing.
We do.
You see that Jordan fiasco, you know, with the Jordan launch, $180, we acting like fools.
Right. I have a pantry over here in Far Rockaway. They give, for a mother of five, 4 to 5, they give you food for one. Oh, we don't have the funding. We don't have the this. We don't have the that. Let's give each other that. When you get an abundance of something, it's not for you alone. It's for your community. So if you win the lottery, you don't hold that for yourself and lose mine and get all kinds of extravagance. You're supposed to give that back to the community. That's just
That's
the way
right.
life is. And if you
That's
don't understand,
right.
that, then you don't know. And so you're really going to be bound to you. And you turn around and you question yourself, and yet you'll still be back in place where you were before, hungry, wondering why.
So basketball wives is out.
That's all
okay.
I want. Rappers, people, just that. Celebrities,
video
that,
vixen
you know.
Is out.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. They got to give it back.
That's the career choice now for women. I want to be a video vixen. I want to be the next Kim Kardashian.
Yeah. Well,
instead
why are we
of the, instead
her?
Of the next Oprah.
Hold on to that thought for a second. I got another caller on the line. The New York legend. I'm going to bring him on. Good evening. Caller, are you there?
How you doing?
How are you? Good evening. Happy New Year. Welcome to our show tonight. We're talking
Happy
about 2012. What's the plan? Have you been listening to the ladies' comments so far?
Yeah, for about 10 minutes here to listen to you guys, you know, talk about different things here and there. You know, I mean, personally, my plans are pretty solid for 2012, but I mean, if you guys are talking about the youth, it's definitely on the decline, I would say.
Right. What do you think about that?
What
do
you know,
need to do?
Realistically, you know what? I mean, you know, when I came up, I'm in my mid-30s, guy. So, you know, I'm not that young, but, you know, realistically, when I came up, you know, I came up in a rough neighborhood in New York. You know, and now I'm doing very well. I'm a vice president of operations for a big company, and I do very well. But, you know, when I was growing up, basically my father told me, you know, you got to work for that dollar, no matter if it's minimum wage or it's $20 an hour or $50 an hour. Nowadays, people see jobs at like $5, $6, $7. It depends on part of the country because minimum wage varies in different places. But, I mean, you know, realistically, you know, people are not willing to work for low wages, and everyone's shooting for the moon, and they can't find that moon, so they're unemployed. They got to take what's available for them and get motivated instead of, you know, playing PlayStation or so-called watching TV or, you know, going to parties and drinking with the boys or trying to pick up ladies after hours. You know, I mean, realistically, it doesn't make sense, you know.
But you know what, Legend?
People are saying this.
Bill Cosby has said this. Obama has said this. I'm sorry, President Obama has said this. Farrakhan has said this. And still people are saying, who are you to tell me what to do? So it's nice to say, you know, oh, you got to get motivated. What happens to be motivated? You have to have a motivator.
That's right.
It doesn't just pop up in you. You have to have a motivator. And what we're saying is there are a group of people, there are organizations here that don't have funding to to continue to motivate, because we're pulling out of our own pockets to motivate these people. And so if a rapper, if them same people could sit down not motivated in their homes and watch a video, a music video, that same rapper that they're watching on television can give that money back to motivate. But why don't they
do?
Because then
that's
we won't
right.
watch their video, because we're busy doing what we need to do to live life. So somewhere someone loses, but do we all really have to lose? It has to be balanced. I agree with that. But do we really all have to lose? Do our children always have to come up hard? Do we always have to struggle? No, it just doesn't have to be that way. People are so used to struggling until they say, well, you know, that's just the way life is, unless you're motivated.
Like they program.
Mm-hmm. You know, it doesn't have to be that way. Let's break
okay,
those
well,
chains
let me,
off
let me,
our brains.
Well, let me say this. Okay, the gentleman just said his father taught him.
That's
Am I
right.
correct? Is that what you said? You did
yes,
say his father
yes.
taught
yes,
him.
Yes, sir.
So that, for me, says there's some responsibility that starts in the home. Now, yes,
two
I'm parents. Well aware that there's... Hold on. I'm well aware that there's not a lot of fathers in the home these
right.
days. But there are fathers that are in the home. Okay?
Right.
And... For me, you have to give that structure, like this gentleman said he got. Okay, if
uh-huh.
it's minimum wage, you got to launch from. That's where you're gonna have to launch from, until either you become more educated,
right,
promotion, what have you. Okay.
Right.
I understand your point about who should be accountable about giving back, but there's an accountability that starts in the home.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely, there is.
Okay, it starts with the mother, it starts with the father. Okay?
Absolutely.
And there's not enough of that. Not enough of that. There are those that can, and then there are those that can't. But those that can need to and stop trying to leave it up to other folks to do it, because they have a personal responsibility to their own sons and daughters. That, like, listen, this is what it is. This is what they're paying. You need to work. You're not going to school. You're not doing anything else. Take this job. What do you got to lose? You'll have a few dollars in your pocket. At the same time, you learn how to manage money. Because
right.
you want all the big money. You got knowledge on how to manage big money? No. Learn how to manage small. So when you do get blessed with the big money, you'll have some management skills. What did you say you were, the vice president of a company right now, sir?
Yes, sir. I'm a vice president of operations for a sports company right now.
That's right. He didn't jump out of the, jump out there and jump to the top of the rung. He started at the bottom and worked his way up. And
right.
a lot of folks don't want to do that. They want to jump right out there, at the top. And a lot of people that I know that got to the top, even those that you're talking about, rappers, what have you, they came from the bottom before they got big. They didn't
Absolutely.
Jump into millionaire status from the gate.
That's right.
It just don't work that way. And that's something that needs to be taught. Because these kids are walking around believing an illusion of fantasy, that I'm going to blow up just like whoever. No, it don't really work like that. First of all, that music game is cutthroat.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm
That's
a believer
right,
of what my man, God rest his soul, Biggie said. Either you're slinging crack rock or you got a wicked jump shot. Okay?
That's
Bottom
right.
line. Bottom line.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
So
structure needs to be given in the home. Needs to be given in the home. You got to come out with, one of the biggest keys I know of. You got to practice some humility in your life. Most people that have been successful, like
mm-hmm.
the gentleman that's on the line, I'm quite sure
mm-hmm.
there was some humility. He had to listen to stuff he probably didn't want to hear. Like, why
mm-hmm.
I gotta settle for this when I want that?
Mm-hmm.
And it was explained to him why. And he caught on. And this is the message that needs to be carried to others.
But that's the thing. We still need to get to the point of how do we carry the message. is this gentleman legend? Are you carrying the message over to your next brother or your friend who didn't quite make it up to that level?
You know what?
And is he carrying the message over to the next brother?
Well, let me tell you this, Miss. Let me just explain myself here. You know, I started at minimum wage when I was 14 years old. I worked at ShopRite for minimum wage. That was times when minimum wage was $4.50 an hour.
Mm-hmm.
I was growing up in a rough area too. I was, you know, I'm Italian. I've been living in Little Italy since I was a little kid. You know, my family came over from Italy. You know. To be honest with you, you know, it was a lot better area now than it used to be because, you know, the cops kind of cleaned it up. But that's besides the point. You know, when I grew up, everyone was trying to, like, find something to do instead of, like, you know, hustling something or, you know, jumping somebody, you know. Nowadays, all these young kids want to run up on somebody, try to steal what they have. And then when you know, because I have a permit for my stuff. And a lot of other executives do have permits also. So we're not scared to pull something out if we have to. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And that's another issue where I tell the individuals who work for me. So you work hard after a couple of years, you might be able to make a move where you're making the type of salary I am. But you really need to put in your 50, 60 hours a week, show good numbers. And then when your case comes up for review, hell, I might give you a promotion. I might talk to the other people at the desks and say, hey, this guy's doing good. You know, giving him up to a supervisor spot or whatnot. But I mean, if someone's lazy, doesn't want to work, he's gonna be there at the same spot, or I might even just demote him, you know, or even fire him if he doesn't show good numbers. I mean, realistically, it's that time of year that. Realistically, these budgets are not where they used to be. The economy is bad. And realistically, every individual needs to be showing at least a percentage of 55% earning on his hours. And if he doesn't do that, then he's out the door. It's sad to say, it's not like it used to be where it was like 35%, 40%. Now it's 55%. You're not showing those numbers, you're out the door. And that means you're going to have to work longer hours. But of course, you know, realistically, if you work longer hours, you hit those goals, and you'll be in good shape. You know, I mean, no disrespect to anybody listening here, but you know, I'm just speaking truth. You know, I'm not gonna say who I work for, because that might get me in trouble. But you know, just me speaking from experience. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Miss. I didn't want to get involved here because I know you were talking and stuff. So
I think it takes a state of mind to get that. It really does. It requires, you know, I have, you know, I'm not a rich person. I'm not a wealthy person. You know, I'm barely making it myself. But I have boys. I sought men in the community. I sought higher standing men who established themselves. So, and that's why when we talk about family structure, there is no excuse. Yes, there's no excuse why one has to fail or one is failing. If we can seek out those resources. But the resources have to say, yes, we're here. They can't hide. They can't continue to hide the resources because that's called selfishness.
Well,
or the rich sharing among the rich. And I'm realizing now it just takes a state of mind to give back. I can have all the money I want, but that doesn't mean I know that I need to give that money back into my community. And I hear somewhere in this message, I'm not being offensive, I hear I work hard for mine and I'm not giving it back. I work hard for this and I had to start at the bottom, so therefore you will start at the bottom.
You know what?
Okay, well,
I'm not being offensive.
No, you're not. You're not being offensive at all. We got a nice conversation going on. I got a comment. That's all.
Okay.
That is a attitude that I can't really argue with because, to me, it's a very individual thing. Okay, some of us have our view, and that's okay. But there are those who have come from nothing and made something for themselves, their lives, and their families, and the community didn't really help them get where they're at.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
So a lot of folks don't really feel like they owe the community anything. You know, and it's real hard for me to argue with that. You know,
okay.
But if the community helped bring you where you're at, I think it would be nice that you gave back something. But if the community really didn't help you, and it was your family who told you, you know, listen, you need to do X, Y, Z, all right, in order to make it. I mean, it's really hard for me to be angry with someone like that. You know, now, on the other hand, those who the community helped get them to the plateau they're at now, it would be nice for them to give back, but some of them don't want to give back. It's like, let them give it like I got mine. You know? And everybody don't have that kind of opportunity. Now, a lot of people don't have, and our communities today are not helping us like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know? He said what was minimum wage was $4.50. Jesus, I can't even remember
that.
You know what I mean?
Hold on, sis.
You know, and then, you know, he says, you know, he's Italian, and you know, I know Italian. They don't play that. They don't play that. You know, they're tough. They're tough on their kids. They're very tough on their kids. You know, there's certain things you're just not gonna get away with. You know, and I believe listening to this guy here, he had it like that. You know, like his parents wasn't happy. You're gonna do this. And that's the bottom line. You know, for me, giving it back can just be, listen, you know what? I worked hard to get where I'm at, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You're not exempt from working hard.
Right.
You're not exempt from working hard. You're not, you know, nobody special. I did it that way. Why can't you?
Right.
And I don't think there's anything wrong with that, personally. You know, everybody has their view, and I'm not telling anybody on here they're wrong. I'm just giving you my view. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. You know, there's a lot of people that you see, like, you know, it looks like everything is fine and they're doing this and they got the new car and the home and everything is rosy, but they're like that duck on a pond or a swan that you see on the pond that's gliding.
Yeah.
But underneath that water, you don't see them feet. Them feet is paddling away. You know what I'm saying? So sometimes we assume when we see people, they got this, they got that, but they busting a hump to get it done.
Right.
You know, so, you know, it's hard to really be, for me, to be upset with people like that, you know. But I understand everybody's point here on the line. I really do.
So then what's happened?
And I
understand the gentleman. And, you know, and again, no offense, but culture is a big issue.
Yes,
because
it is.
You're sitting here on the inside. You know, in Africa, we go on, get back. No, in Africa, they sent out one man to make it for the whole village, to get meat for the whole village.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? That one man was talented. He was the strongest. He had it going on. But now when you're telling me, at the point where we send out the man to get the meat for the village, and he forgets to come back. And he's out there, he's seeing the meat with some other village.
He forgets to come back.
So it's like, damn if you do, damn if you don't. You know?
Well, no, I don't, you know, no, I don't think it's that. You know, today, you're saying go out and get the meat for the village. We're not, you know, in most of our communities today, communities
people,
of color, we're not operating like that.
I would name some people, and that's why I focus on community leaders, and this is why I believe this young lady is focused on celebrities, because these are the people we sent out to get the meat, and they're not coming back, and we're watching them come from television, and then they come back when they're ready to get praise, when they need an award, when they need to be reelected, you know, and to brag and say, hey, let me throw a couple of the dollars so I can say I was there. You know, it's not good enough. I don't care what anybody says. It's not good enough because, once again, everybody's talking about God and religion. When you have an abundance, you take it back to the village and you make it happen. If you're not going to, if you in particular are not feeling like I feel like giving it back to the village, give it to one or two people in the village so they can work in the village. Give it to the mothers. Give it back to us women, who everyone is saying is the head of our households now and we're not raising our boys right. Give it back to us so that we can turn around and raise our children right. If the men are leaving and they're not coming back, who's left? We have to lead ourselves. It all falls hand in hand. Everything works together. So some issue has to be tackled. One or two of these issues have to be tackled in order to work with the rest of the issue. The folk outside are giving a lot of money to us now. Bloomberg said, here, you black boys and you Latino boys, here's a billion-something-odd dollars. I have yet to hear anything about any of these billion-or-something-odd dollars. So if they stop giving it back, giving it to those celebrities to give to us, it would actually reach us if they give it directly to us. You know, let me walk in there and you hand me a check so I can spread it amongst 50 kids within my community that I know need something, and I can see that they actually receive the something without a camera even being there, because I don't need that recognition. I just need the tools so I can provide.
Okay, well, let me just read off some of the comments in the chat room, because there's some nice ones in here. Let's see. I don't know who I'm going to start it off with here. I got Watchful Eye, okay? He says, or she says, excuse me, I don't know which is, you know,
that's
if you're male or female.
It says,
remember the idea behind that was escape from the hood. It should be, let me help change the hood to make them safe. There we should live with some principles. And then he has, indeed, that's where it starts. We need more mentoring programs, history, arts, business, and law. Also, we need to change the ideology of the material value of things. We need to show them something is worth more than themselves.
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah, I have to agree with that. We also have Corey Gums. Giving back doesn't have to be monetary. It can be time, education, service, pooling resources. People think giving back is all about money.
That's right.
As a valid point there. I have to agree with that.
Absolutely.
You know, putting in time, volunteering your time. You know,
and those two gentlemen right there, I happen to know those two gentlemen, and we all three do put back into one of the centers that we all know of, the Sean Elijah Bell Center. So it is time and all of those things. And we ask for the money because money is time at some point in time. You know, I need some tools to work with these young women and girls. These men need tools to work with those young boys and men. You know, and we can't keep pulling it from our pocket because then we'll all wind back up in the hood looking back outside at the man who left with the meat. So
so it goes back to
so
funding and donation.
Absolutely.
So
absolutely.
One of the ways to get funding and donations is through throwing events. Correct?
Right, correct.
So we need to start throwing more events, having more events.
Right. Who's going to fund these events? So I could easily go into the hood now. We can all easily now go into the hood and throw some coats on the table and say, here's some coats. We could all go into the hood. Why would I want to go into the hood and collect $5 from each one of those people that I'm saying I'm trying to help? I'd need $5 from the guy above me. I would never play chess with somebody who I'm better than. I want to play with the guy who's better than me so I can teach the guy who's not better than me.
Good point. I like
how
that.
It works.
I like that. Who is that, Ebony or Debbie? Which one am I?
That's Ebony. I talk too much.
No, it's okay. It's okay. That's what this show is about, talking. So, okay, read back to those who have it. It's time to get up off. Our community leaders get budgets. They do have budgets. You know, mm-hmm. I think the plan in 212 is go in your budget. Go. I call it the We Ain't Got It Fund.
Let me make a suggestion too. A lot of, you know, people make mistakes, and you know, when they're young, you know, they get out of jail, they can't get financial aid because they're convicted felons. Why about passing some legislation to get them financial aid so they can go to college?
Right.
You know, right. Stuff like that. Why should they be punished? Because I mean, they did their time. Let them have an opportunity to, you know, go back into society and be successful.
That's it.
Well, I got a comment here. Wait a minute, I have another comment. That's because the people that are able to get it are pursuing it. For the most part, our best efforts are pulling resources or create a committee of successful people to contribute.
Where's the committee?
How do we create that committee? That was Watchful Eye. That's his comment.
Okay. Listen, again, back to the funding. You know, Watchful Eye, Corey and myself, we met in my house when we talked about our ideas and what we want to put into play, and we did proposals, and we ran through it. We argued and everything. So that's what is needed. Sit down and at the round table, have big discussion in somebody's house. I don't want nobody in my house. Nobody wants to hear that anymore. Then let's meet in the park. You know, so let's get started somewhere. You know, the police really, you know, that whole gang thing, or you're meeting as a gang. Then let's regulate it. Let's have people that are using their common sense. No, we don't need a whole lot in the cameras. You know, just let's regulate this and get it going.
Hold on. This is an election year coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? The both of you have organizations that are coming up.
Yeah.
Okay? I'm going to let you in on a little secret.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be approached by people from different political offices within your community.
Right.
They're going to make some offers. Why? Because it's a political year.
Right.
And that's going to look good for them. In other words, it's not really all about what you're doing. It's going to look good for them. You follow what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. I definitely follow.
Okay. So trust me on this. You're going to get some phone calls. You're going to get some invites. And when you get them phone calls and them invites, you tell them exactly what you told me tonight.
Absolutely. I will make you look good. That's fine. So give me something.
No,
that
not make me look good.
These political persons, I don't mind making them look good. You can be the face of anything you want to be, but I need to feel an actual change from your contribution. By me contributing to you, you contribute back. We need to feel the change and see the change.
Okay, hold that thought. Everybody hold that thought, please. Corey Gums says, so we pimped ourselves out for some dollars. Y'all agree with that?
Listen, pimp ourselves out for some dollars. Listen, somebody's got to be the sacrifice. You know what I mean? The guy
somebody
got to
get thrown under the bus. Is that what you're saying?
Somebody's got to get thrown under the bus, but someone has to be the one that stands up and says, listen, my people are hungry. These community leaders are supposed to be the ones doing it. But then something clicks in their head. I got a suit on, or I got a dress on, and I need to take some pictures, and now suddenly I got buffers in front of me, a whole bunch of people that now the people that I was just living near and living in that community with can't even reach me because now I have 10 and 20 people between us. You understand what I'm saying? I don't want to reach you through 10 and 20 people. I want to reach you. So you're going to come to me. You're not going to have 10 and 20 people. I want you to come to me, hand me a check. You can smile for the cameras. That's wonderful. But then let me put that check back into my community. I don't need somebody throwing something in my ear and your ear and saying, well, you know what, we could do a little side something. That's why a lot of people in trouble now, going to prison now and going to jail now, these community leaders, because they always got to do something on the side. Let's just do it straight up and up front and stop playing games. I just need to see that $100,000 and put it on the table, and I will give you receipts for every freaking dime I spend. I don't need, we don't need buffers.
Okay, well, let me just, because they writing in this chat room, I got to tell you. Corey Crumbs is really, I mean, he's letting it go. I'm not mad at him either.
Corey feels this way.
He says that they should be coming to us. They're supposed to be coming to us. Not because, just because it's an election year. Basically, what I feel he's saying is because of what we're trying to do. They should be backing us. I totally agree with that.
Absolutely.
You know, and he's also saying we should hold them responsible. Yes, because we don't.
Yeah.
We don't hold them responsible.
No, we just click the lever, Democrat. You see, they take our vote for granted, too, in the black community. Democrats do.
Right, and see, this is where it comes back to us again. And, you know, I have to keep saying us because, you know, it's real easy to play the blame game. You know, well, they're not doing this and that. But, you know, we, they have their meetings every month. You know, do we show up? Not really.
Give me the address and make it available to me.
Come on. Don't they send you it in the mail? Don't you get it in the mail? Your monthly meeting with your councilman or senator? You know, I'm having a meeting for whatever time of the month. Huh? You don't get those?
I can get all of that, and I do get all of that.
But when you go to these meetings, I hate to say it, you got to be kind of disrespectful because
that's right.
If it's not on the agenda, they're not going to talk about it. That's being real. You know, but it's an election year. This is the time to use the power that you have. This is the right time to use the power that you have because they're going to listen. You know, it's not on the agenda? Oh, it's going to be on the agenda tonight. You know why? Because this is an election year.
And that's it.
And Tony, just to interject a bit, too, you know, I work full-time in the private sector at a college, which, as you know, I also blog. We have to collectively get all our information together. I would be happy to put it on the blog.
Absolutely. There's those two gentlemen right there, Watchful Eye, Corey Gums. You know, we're all here. We're now all in our 30s, and, you know, people helped us. We really, we really look at it, we didn't have it that hard unless we wanted it that hard.
That's right.
Things were still available to us. Resources were still available to us. We went to some of the best schools in the community. You know what I mean? But now we're here saying it's our time to step forward for those children who these resources are no longer available to because the city says, like we say, I ain't got it, it ain't in the budget. Well, break off some of them little extra dollars, give it to me so I can put it in the budget of these children. So,
okay, I got a couple of callers here on hold. I don't know, that the names are not coming up. I see their numbers. I'm going to bring them on each because they have been holding on. I'm going to bring in 718-662-4081. Caller, how are you there? Good evening.
Yeah, how you doing, brother? My name is Kenny Carter.
Welcome to the show. Happy New Year. How are we doing this evening?
I'm blessed and highly favored, brother. And I'm listening to everything that's being said, and I agree with the sisters that's currently talking as far as something needs to be done in an aspect where they need to cut a check and they need to have putting something in their budget. You know, as far as
absolutely.
You know, and I believe, like, I'm the kind of person I like to go, like, right to the solution. And like the brother said earlier, he was like, he said it's election time, you know. And right now the collective votes of the community is what's counting. So I look at things to be.
Hello? What happened? Did he get cut off? No. What happened? Are you still there? Hello?
Hello?
Kenny? Kenny, continue. I'm sorry. For some reason you got cut off. Go ahead.
All right, so where did Mike, was the last thing you heard, so I know where to start from. Like.
You said, wow, something about the community being at its election year, and then you got cut off somewhere in
that area. Being that it's an election year, that we could be able to get our community's opinion, or should I say, pretty much opinion, taking a census, our own census, as a collective, whereas we take the time and instead of the phone call, set up a good meeting with a lot of CEO mindset individuals on a day of the week that everybody's accessible, like a weekend. We find a nice little conference hall, and we meet and we bring everybody to the table, and we sit down and talk face-to-face, and we put everything down on paper. And then we leave out of that from that meeting, then we should have our plan and a way to attack it. Because everybody has good opinions and everything. It sounds good. And the whole thing is, let's try to set up a face-to-face. Everybody could like get together and we have a little conference, put a couple of dollars together. You know what I mean? If anybody put $10 together a piece, we'd be able to go rent out a nice little conference room somewhere in Manhattan, and we have a nice seat. And after we finish and leave out of that office, everything that needs to be done will be accomplished, and everybody will come with an agenda, and we'll sit down and we'll put our agendas out on the table. Because it's good to sit here and kick everything over, you know, kick everything over the, the phone and all that. It's good. It's a good vibe. It's a good spirit. But let's really, like, this 2012, like, they done reset the clock. So it was a reason for everything. So they reset, and it's time for some new things to start happening, and we are it. And there's nobody
going
to come out
here. Oh, we
want to
face all your face.
Yeah, so
Let him continue.
Nobody's going to come out here and nobody's going to be our saviors. We are our saviors. We are not looking, waiting for the cavalry to come no more. This is a time of action, and it's in a time of it's a time to make things happen in a good way. And if we and if there's a lot of darkness around us, well, we're going to be all right, because light separates that darkness. It cuts through that. And we are people of life. So it's just time to, let's set a meeting up. You know, let's really put something together and have a nice little board meeting and donate a little 2 to 3 hours of our time, or even 10, whatever time it's going to take. Let's mark that for a day, because it's going to be a nice collective minds there. And when we leave out of there, we'll have a little, some lawyers present or whatever we need to have present, to make this go all right for our community. And then from there, when we leave, that's going to be the agenda. At the end of the year, you know, we got things accomplished. Because teamwork make any kind of dream work, and at times when we are in the mindset that we are in, it feels like as if we're by ourselves a lot of the time. But see, you know, we can't be by ourselves, because we are part of God's love. And God's love is within every being here. So we let's get it going. Like, we could get it going, but, you know, to talk about it is all good. The vibrations is beautiful, but let's set a meeting and let's get a board meeting going.
Well, you know what?
That sounds really great, and that's a good plan for 2012.
Yeah, because see, the internet things is good. We could bounce, you know, a lot of things. Everybody got good philosophy and spirit. We all studied and traveled in different places, but right at this time, it's time to take action, and action is getting this conference going face to face. We devote a day or whatever it's going to take. When we leave up out of that room, everything it should be, you know. Oh man,
right.
I can see.
What part of New York are you in, Kenny?
I'm in Queens.
All right. I got a neighbor here. Okay. At the end of the show, we're all going to exchange information. At the end of the show, we're going to all exchange information. I got another caller on the line. I don't know the name, but I'm going to bring the caller in. That's 516-612-2056. Good evening. Happy New Year, caller. Are you there?
Yo, good evening, y'all. Happy New Year's. Ebony and the brothers and my brother Corey, listen, I got nothing but love for y'all, and y'all all talking about it, and the brother's right. You know, we need to get that collective force where people are hungry enough to want to go ahead and do this battle, because this is a battle. This is a war. And we're not forgetting that that's a war. And it's more or less, it's not about, you know, revolutionizing and all that. It's about revolutionizing the mind and our approach to it. So with that said, Trump's 100% right. Listen, reach out to, make sure you get all our contact numbers. Let's set this date, because once we got that agenda in hand, we put the pressure to these people that we elected and those people that know that know how to get to this this money that's sitting there, because there's a couple of hundred million sitting there for these youth programs and movements and things. But we have to have people in place that's ready to go ahead and pursue that on the paperwork, because us, you know, again, they're familiar with certain people. They will open the door for you. So you have to send those people in. You have to come back and have that agenda, like the brother said, already established. This is how it's going down, and this is what it's going to be. And it has to be a collective, no matter what. And the beauty of it is...
Hold on, let him finish.
Now I feel you.
Yeah, and the beauty of it is, when you say Queens, right, everybody lit up. The sister's from Brooklyn, his brother's from Queens. Trust me, I'm not too far. I'm in Valley Stream. There's nothing we can't get to one another. We can definitely make a move like that. And, you know, I always, you know, on Facebook, I give a lot of information and stuff like that. Let me just tell y'all, those elected people are under certain oaths, and we need to hold them to those oaths. And that's the law. There is no breaking that. And that's treason if they did. So
if it's treason, they get debunked.
There you go. And that's why men like yourself, the sisters, and men like myself and the brother with the show, this is where we set that tone for them in an election year. Listen, don't play around. You know what's going on. Get on board. I'll show up to your little event, but I need you to make sure things happen the right way. And if you look at the Midwest, that's what the Tea Party did, even though we don't
there
like
you
them. That's what they did. We don't like them, but look what they did. They got the whole Republican Party upside down. They have no idea what they're doing.
Brother, can I get your name? What did you didn't tell us your name, if you don't mind.
You know, my name is Hotep Zadik Bey.
Okay, thank you, brother. Thank you. You know, this is a great show. We need to get this conference together.
Listen,
we definitely need to get this conference together amongst ourselves, and at the same time, spread it around and get others involved.
It's good that everybody has a massive plan with
massive action.
It is.
How many people on the line right now?
Quite a few, and more are coming on as we speak.
We'll put it like this. If we all that's on the line that's participating take heed to this and use it as a calling and deal with anybody in these communities that are doing something positive in the community as well, and we acknowledge that they, you know, they're putting in work and they have that same love that we share, you know, put them, those are the people that we want to deal with, people with them and the ambition, because you can't just deal with anybody, because, you know, everybody want to say they want change, and it's all good. When change comes right into you in your face, a lot of people don't see it. They look past it because they're looking for dollars. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
And the same dollars that they looking past, it becomes what divides us as all. It divides us from God. It divides us from each other, because then it becomes more of a financial greed and a lust thing. You lusting for money. You lusting for what it can bring. So it's just
give
so much, man.
Give the abundance back.
But you on point, brother. You on your square, and that's what counts. So, you know, the money becomes their God after a while. But we can't. But see, with minds that's conscientious about what's going on, that's the minds that's going to prevail. Because, again, it takes a woman 9 months to bring about life, right? It only takes a board of nine to bring about a life of a plant. Everybody else will fall in line when they see it. They got to see it now, because right now all we're seeing is, you know, we got this dude Waka Flocka. We have no idea what the hell he's talking about.
That's right.
You got all these rap dudes, and we were talking
about
music.
Talk about it.
And we got music. We was talking about music before. There is no real balance. And the one or two dudes that are saying something, they're giving you signs, But under their predicament, they can't trade but so much, and
like
it has to be subtle.
That's right.
So, you know, but you know, the solution to that is dealing with just independence as a whole. Like if we if we got people that are willing to spread a message, you have a people do a tour or whatnot. You go from state to state to state. Like you get you bring them into what you believe.
It's coming,
you know what I mean? Exactly. And that's how that goes. Like we can sit here and we know what's going on. We know about how you know the people that are behind the curtains are moving the strings, and it's being aimed at a certain population right now.
That's right. Well, we all want behind that veil. You understand? We all want to be behind that veil, and we all hear our weight.
I want to be behind there to cut the strings personally.
That's what I'm talking
about. I want to be there to cut the strings.
That's what I'm talking about, brother.
You know what I mean? So
it comes through exactly what we're saying, how to execute it. See, the one thing that you got to take from the '60s is that you can't approach this particular thing with human weapons. You have to come with the mind. You have to come with the spirit in the mind, and you have to already be set, knowing you're gonna get resistance. Because then when you do so, it's not a surprise. It doesn't catch you off guard. So you set up your chess pieces. You put your knights in the right places. Next thing you know, you got them in an L shape, and he's boxed in. Now what?
Huh. Right, exactly. Yeah. And you
I like that.
Old school tactics.
Old school tactics. A lot of people, hold on, bro. A lot of folks are not open to old school tactics, but they work.
I'm telling you that they work.
That's how we got certain rights. Change was brought about for us. Because old school tactics work. This new school stuff ain't working.
It ain't working. Like, they doing this, the people out here on Wall Street, they locking them up left and right. Like, it's like everybody protesting and doing this. It's a certain protest that need to be demonstrated. And it's like when they said Black Friday, I swear, I felt like if nobody went shopping at all, what would have happened? What would have happened?
It would have shut up the
expectation.
Be the biggest consumers, brother.
There you go.
And that's what I'm telling Jordan.
Nothing going on with
until black people stop spending the money. Until we stop spending the money, the economy is just fine.
Yeah, take it to a bigger level, though, because it's more universal than that. We think of it in color. We need to think of it like this. It's about the have and the have-nots. And it's been planned since 1984. We just now waking up to it.
The haves and the have-not, I look at it to be the negative and the positive, because you got individuals that just got a negative state of mind, and this is why they have-not. You know what I mean? You keep your mind in a state of depression and things of that. You know what I mean? Nature, because of the environment you're in. This is what you're being exposed to on a daily basis. You come in the house, your kids watching SpongeBob, your wife is cooking, whatever the case may be. This is a daily routine. Everybody's caught in the
matrix.
In the matrix.
Yeah, they're caught in the matrix. You right, exact.
My people, yo.
Exactly. And there's individuals with mind, like in a like mind like ourselves, that see this and be like, yo, we want to do something. And everybody want, but there's no more time to want. We set the date for the conference and we get things going. We start putting things down on a paper, like the brother said. If it's non-shall be, then that's what it be. A collective.
The spirit had us called tonight for a reason. Everybody, because I'm not.
That's
even.
Right.
Oh, amen
I'm
to that. Amen
like,
to that. Hold on a second. With your thoughts. Hold on with your comments. The brother said the matrix. Okay. All right. I mean, that's pretty self-explanatory.
It was written by an African American woman.
Excuse me.
Written by an African American woman.
Yep.
That's right. He's absolutely right.
That movie.
And therein lies the whole thing right there, is to lift that veil so that we could all see our direction. And for the most part, since the 60s and 70s and the flood of whatever drugs or whatever and the miseducation that they give everybody, that's that just killed all the movement. And the people that are protesting downtown, they need people backing them. Like, yo, we going to protect them on the law level. You ain't going to just do what you want to do. Because if they kill that movement and they start showing you, and this is how they implant fear.
See what happened to Egypt.
Yeah, they start knocking off movements, and then other people get fearful to make a movement. It could be anybody. But
those
if they make a movement.
Those protesters like it's no tomorrow.
It didn't remind you of the 60s?
Yeah.
It didn't remind you of 68, 65?
It did.
We
only
seeing
thing
the same
missing was the hoses and the dogs.
And the only thing, in the real talk, and the only thing, every time you look at the coverage of this protest is when people getting locked up or beat up or
right.
some kind of chaos is going on. This is the coverage that the media is pushing out. So, of course, like you said, you're right, brother. You're like, oh, man. To look at it from
it's
that angle.
It's a method to the madness, my man. It's
yeah,
called
it's a method to the madness.
Definitely. That's right, and that's why we have to have things like this show and other independent outlets, our own mediums, to which we bring people to who want to, you know, because back in the 80s, they had, like, Indian groups. They had their own medium. They had their own means of expressing what's going on with them. And that's how they tie to each other. Now, anybody that controls your ability to communicate controls your ability to move. So if you change that, like this brother's doing, and I blog, I bring out a lot of stuff on the open field of Facebook, but trust me, everything I'm putting out there is something that someone could go back and research and say, wow.
Yeah.
All right?
I started a thing called Faith, man, which is Fathers Alive in the Hood, you know. It's a foundation, and it pretty much what I do is deal with the morals, values, and principles of fatherhood. So
it's
I encounter a lot of young,
I love
you know.
Guys.
Yeah,
I'm part of that group, brother. God bless you. I love that group. I'm a part of that group.
Yes, yes.
Oh, I love you all.
And the solution is dealing with the men, the young men, because these are our soldiers. These
there
are the ones who are dying quick. These are the people, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I got a nice plan, or should I say, you know, business plan I put together for it. And I got a vision as well. Like, but, you know, everybody has a vision. And I think, like I said, I can't wait till we put this date together.
And this is what it is, because
it's living the vision. You know?
Here's something to let you know, brother. I'm 42 years old, right? So I was there when the writings was written about how from the ages from 21 to 30, they deliberately remove you from the situation because those are your warrior years. Those are your years where you got the zeal and the strength to want to go up against whatever. So they got to dampen that. They got to figure a way to get that out the way. And I say they in a way because
I understand.
We know who they are. I'm coming with everything I saw my mother saw, and I'm coming with everything I saw. And so therefore, when I hear something like that, a brother done put something together, young brother say, yo, I'm going to put something together for young men. I just got finished talking about that. I just got finished preaching about we need to take these young men and reforge
right.
them.
But look, right now they got in New York a black male initiative. This is $127 million that they have, you understand, for New York State.
Right.
So this is part of the program.
Right. So
honestly, we need certain things in our community. Like, and me personally, I want to see a community center. But I want to see a community center in a form of a pyramid. Because I'm like, you know, just to say something.
Right. A symbol.
Open 24 hours. A symbol. You understand what I'm saying? Like the 24 hours. Not closing.
But wait,
this is
now
a community center
they
for
are
real.
Putting
like,
the symbol back. They are putting them back in the community. They put Martin Luther King Jr. They're erecting what they know belongs to us. They are rushing to give things back because they know. So now you want to have a human against mankind battle going on here.
Yeah.
You know, we gotta be
cautious on our heroes. You know, there's things I want to share with you because you deserve it. All right? And so when I tell it to you, When I tell it to you, you're going to say to yourself, all right, so we got to be cautious who we calling our heroes these days. Because for the most part, we need to be our own heroes. And don't claim it yourself. Let the people say it.
Hold a second. As the host of the show, I've been listening because y'all are really giving up some good information. I got to tell you, we got 5 minutes of live air time, but we have another hour of off-air time. So during this 5 minutes, what I'm going to ask brothers and sisters to do, I want you to trade your information. In other words, give your information on how you can be reached. I'm going to start off with Debbie.
Okay, you can reach me at info4themasses@gmail.com. So that's my direct email that's relatively for the blog. If you want to check out the blog, it's for-the-masses. And we do talk about a whole bunch of things, political issues and so forth.
For me, it's Ebony Hood. You can look up. Go ahead.
No, go ahead, Ebony. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. You can look at on Facebook, Full Circle Women's Coalition. And you'll get everything else from there, my phone number, email, all that. Full Circle Women's Coalition.
And I'm at watchfuleye357@yahoo.com. Email me direct, and that way I will contact you directly.
Great, brother Kenny, you there?
Yeah, my name is Kenny Carter. You can reach me and email me your number kingsygu@yahoo.com. It's King Segul. @yahoo.com.
Yeah. It's all right. Everybody has everybody's information?
Indeed.
Hey, listen, brothers and sisters, I'm up out of here for now, but I will see y'all on the contact, and we will be talking all this week. We will set that date, and we will get busy.
Until we get the date, man.
Okay.
Now,
it's long, brother.
We got this up. On me. We're going to definitely set this up, brother. I want to thank you
in Queens,
in.
Right?
Yeah, I'm in Valley Stream, but my brother Corey and Ebony is in Queens, so getting to you and the other sister, she said Brooklyn. Either way, we in the five boroughs. We can touch each other.
All right.
Right, that's right.
Hey, listen. Mm-hmm. I want to thank this brother for calling in. I really, brother Hotep, thank you so much for calling in. I didn't give my information. My information is this. I'm the president of Enough is Enough, Save Our Children. Our website is enoughisenoughsaveourchildren.org. You can find us on Facebook. If you want to friend me on Facebook, that's Tony V. Nix. That's N-I-X. If you hit me, I definitely hit you back. I definitely want to put this thing together. It's 2012. This is part of the plan. As I said, we can continue on.
On the first day of the year.
That's right. The first day of the year. You're quite right, sis. Continue on this discussion if you want. Like I said, we got about 2 minutes more of live airtime, but we will still take after the 2 minutes. So if any other input you have,
right,
please feel free to give any ideas.
So, I
have a question. I do have a question I want to address because I'm hearing the comments. And I want to know your comments about the gun violence in your community. Anybody can start.
We can't stop. I feel that you're not going to be able to stop the situation with the guns, but what we have to deal with is, like I said, we have to deal with these young men. We have to deal with their minds. We have to deal with the mentalities that they have right now because it's just a lot of them are doing things that are just beyond measures. Something that we would never even have thought of, you know. And this is, you know, like the brother said earlier, it's a lot of the music, the vibrations that's going on, community. A lot of this is contributing to the behaviors that these kids have. So we would have to deal with the young men right now because it's going to be guns regardless of what we say. How long we've been sitting up there? So everybody's been saying stop the violence and all this other stuff. Like these guns, they've been there and they're going to continue to be there because this is the government that we're dealing with. Every year they'll find a truckload of guns somewhere parked. In near projects somewhere at times. You understand?
Ooh.
Certain people like them for a reason.
You know what I mean? So it's the reason for all of this. We have to deal with these young men, and we have to deal with the fathers, the soldiers in our community, and we have to deal with them in a spiritual manner, because it's beyond what our minds could even see right now.
Right, and we got to give them proper direction.
In the line. Yeah, proper direction, we can't be afraid. And the thing is, we cannot be afraid to die. We can't be afraid to die. Because this is the thing is, we putting our lives on the line. Because like you said, it's going to be a target. And I'm going to be a target. This I'm part of a body of life. So if you shoot that head off, another one is going to grow. And it's going to be vicious than the last one. So it is what it is, you know. Like, this is I'm ready to die for this. You know,
that's
I'm ready to
is.
Die for what I believe in. Like, we got a purpose out here, and our purpose is way beyond what they, like, giving us credit for. And it's
like
a lot
said,
of
no
things that needs to be done. It's just a lot
There's
of things
no mistake.
That need
Everybody
to be done.
Has their vision. Everybody has
and,
their purpose. We
yeah,
know our
and
purpose,
I'm,
and we each have to live our purpose.
That's
less,
right.
Less, and let's get it done. And let's get it
yeah,
done
so,
in God's speed, because right now time is of essence.
Indeed, especially with the direction the entire country is going towards, we need to be even more so on our P's and Q's because, you know, the game they're playing chess and dudes is running around here playing checkers. So they need to understand
right,
that.
And right now, the biggest thing in the economy is deregulation. Like when they deregulated the communication situation, like in the 80s when they was dealing with AT&T,
uh-huh.
They deregulated that business, and next thing you know, you had all of these different businesses popping up. Now, that was a $1 billion company. You understand what I'm saying? Now,
right.
the last thing that they're doing right now with deregulated is going to be the energy business. And they did
right.
They deregulated 12 states in America right now. So it's 50-some-odd states. They only deregulated 12, and New York and a few other states is – you know what I mean? Part of that. And they're making money right now. Now, this is the last, this is the thing that's going to happen with the infrastructure. The infrastructure has to change financially as far as with the economy. They have to bring everything back to America. That's why they're saying going green. You hear President Barack and Clinton, everybody screaming this go green thing. So being aware of what's going on next is what the focus needs to be. Is when they're going green, a lot of the you know, the businesses are spreading.
Right.
Now,
they said
it's a multi, it's 500.
Wait a minute, hold that thought, sis. Let him finish. I want to hear that when he's done. Right.
It's a $500 billion financial profit opportunity. Now you figure by the time they deregulate this whole state, this is when this bankruptcy thing happens. This is when the money and everything, they start talking about, well, we're going to have to put this money on cards and all of that. You know what I mean? Now, in order to be a part of that, what they're doing with the energy is they're turning the finances into a whole nother form. What I mean by number form is they're about to change the whole financial system. Like all of the dollars, all of this, what we know to be currency is no longer going to be. Because at one point in time before the dollar, it was gold. It was gold and silver. They said bring
that's
in
constitution. Right.
Yeah. They like bringing your gold and silver, and they give you these Federal Reserve notes. Federal Reserve notes was issued to be at a state of emergency. Only when the state is out of emergency, they will bring these notes back. The state's been in emergency since 1933.
There you go. Great Depression.
You know what I mean?
Huh?
So right now, this go green thing is something that we should take a look into, you know what I mean? Because I believe that there's a benefit that we could get out of it by getting our communities involved and getting
economic
that collective
community.
Mindset.
I agree.
Exactly.
I agree.
And,
okay,
and,
can I hear
and,
that from that sister who was speaking on martial law?
Oh, right.
Yeah.
So, it's been put in place today as of June 1st. So now that gives the government the right to arrest us. I'm not going to say us. That gives them the right to arrest people on suspicion of terrorism. We're terrorism.
That's right.
We're terrorism because we're black. Because we have something that they don't have, a true knowledge. So we're going to be, you know,
upset. We're going to be upset, and I don't mean like, you know, angry. I mean upset. We're going to be arrested. We're going to be, like you said, you have to be willing to go out into the war, you know.
And that's where I'm at.
Hold on for a second. See,
everything
now,
has its time, and it's no coincidence. Like you said, we're here today, Tony. You put this together. I saw the post like 2 hours before, and I was like, yo, that's popping. And, you know, I was like, nah, I'm not going to be able to make it. But then I made it because something made me make it, because that's my purpose. And everybody here has a purpose to be here. You know,
yeah, right.
So,
exactly. In my mindset, like the martial law thing, I'm an artist too. I'm a musician, so I do music or whatnot.
I got someone's information here. Hold on a second, brother. Corey Gums. He said you can reach him at CoreyGums@gmail.com. That's CoreyGums@gmail.com. I want to go touch on something that was said just a moment ago. The sister said we are terrorists. And martial law, right. You know, I see here, where is it? It escapes me here. That you can be arrested for speaking out on certain things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is part of martial law.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
you
can go to jail now for thoughts that you express.
Right.
Really, you know, and they can hold you indefinitely.
But that's what I'm saying about that.
They'll lose
the
you in the system.
Thing, 1984.
They'll lose you in the system.
That book was written back in 83, and it describes how, even down to, like you said, the thoughts we have it, and how sex was outlawed, how they were regulating who can have children, and this is the
consent of a king,
right? And this is the whole thing about what I was saying earlier about knowing, having a knowledge of some law where you could start establishing your position and status to let it be known. Nah, you can't just do what you want. If you operate under this constitution, you got a problem.
Yeah.
And therefore, like, people that's expressing themselves, right, now, even though they got this new, you know, terrorist idea or whatever, it's actually not new. It's something they've been trying to do. It just got reinforced at the time of Bush. And now they got it in place completely, but you know what? It's still got to hold them to the Constitution or they're practicing treason. Mm-hmm. So either way, if we strong and we stay with inside this, the will of this energy that we put in now, they can't stop that. The only thing that beats us is usually us. It's usually us.
Right.
It's usually we forget, or we get like Obama said in his speech, we get lazy, we get complacent with something, we get happy. You know, when they gave out all the state jobs in the 60s, and all of a sudden the Panthers and everybody disappeared.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so now it's the same thing. You got the rappers. We finally got on. Hip hop started. I was there in the Bronx with Bambaataa. And I'm telling you, we started with a purpose of having somebody have a voice. It started that way in the 80s. It went there in the 80s, and all of a sudden, when they commercialized it, this is what I mean by control currency. When they commercialized it, it's to a point now, we have no idea what the hell they're talking about.
That's
because they don't know what they're talking about. There is no message. And the one or two that are giving you a message, they can't sell a record if they give you too much of a record, a message.
Loopy, exactly.
And the only ones that's making, like I said, some kind of impact is the independent individual that's out there pushing their own music.
That's what I mean by the world is different now. So if you got a group of dudes and you know how to manage them and you know how to put them on tour, that's your generation of economics. If we talking about going green, we need to research the technologies that it takes to make those things happen. Like, I researched windmills and all that. These are things that we can do. And all we need to do is collectively move towards establishing our own independent economical cipher. And the reason why is because we don't control the stores and the money and stuff that's in our neighborhood, and therefore the money leaves and it doesn't benefit us.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the 80s. They were fighting for that. They were fighting for that in the 80s. Public Enemy was talking about it. There was people fighting. KRS-One, he was fighting for that. But guess what happened? No support. Same reason why Malcolm got bumped. This is why most our leaders get bumped. Support.
Yo, bro. Real
talk. Let me say this. Hold on. there was brothers. I'm gonna let you finish. I'm gonna let you finish. Hold on. Hold on a second here. Okay. From my experience, most of our past leaders who were able to gather the masses were assassinated. Okay. And they had a lot of support. They had a lot of followers. Anyone who has stepped up, like Malcolm, like Martin, and others, were assassinated. And no one picked up the flag or the sword and marched on. Same thing with, I'm going to give you a prime example, this is kind of recent, but not most recent. When the Million Man March.
I remember.
When you had that event, right? Okay. Everybody seemed to be on the same page. It was leave here, go back to your community, do what needs to be done as men and women in your community. Okay? Mr. Farrakhan became very ill, okay? He had to take a leave of absence, and no one, once again, stepped up and picked up the sword or the flag to march on. It died
out. That's right.
That is something that needs to change. I like what the brother said earlier about when you cut off the head, let another head grow immediately.
These are the things we need to change
as a people. Listen, brothers and sisters, we've had a great show tonight. I got to close. We're going to do this again. I hope everyone has each other's information because this is very important. We're on the launching pad.
And look,
we're on the launching pad. We got a lot of work to do. And we need everybody, each and every person that we can get to come in. We need people who know the law, as y'all were speaking on. We need people to volunteer their time, okay? Because what we, and I'm saying we, what we put in is what we're going to get out.
Believe that.
Okay, if we
get
put
it
in a little, we only going to get a little in return. It's going to take sacrifice. All of us are not willing to put our lives on the line for whatever reason. That's cool. But I heard a brother say tonight he was willing to do that. And I know back in the 60s, that's what they did. They put stood on the front line. They took the whoopings, the hangings, the shootings, the dogs, the hoses. If we want change, it's going
that's
to take
that,
that kind of commitment.
It is.
That's what it's going to take. That is exactly what it's going to take. I want to thank y'all for coming on tonight. We're going to do it again real soon because I'm calling out for y'all to come back and help me do this. Okay?
Bro,
I'm going to do some research
on finding this conference room, brother. That's what I'm going to do.
Brother, man,
and,
we're going to all reach out and do. We're not going to just leave it on
it.
You. I'm already thinking that, brother.
I'm already looking for something local close to all of us, and I'm already on that. So, like I said, contact me. We're gonna get this train moving, and we're gonna stay on track with it.
All right. Thank you very much,
Jenny Carter,
for being on tonight.
I got you, brother.
Okay.
Islam, peace.
Okay. Hear me now. I want to once again. I want to thank everyone for coming on tonight, okay?
Thank you.
What I can't do alone, we can do together, all right? And with that, again, Happy New Year. It's 2012. It's time to make some difference. It's time to be about it, not talk about it. I know you're with me on this. And as always, as I always say, the sooner that we know no violence, it will equal no peace. And with that, I'm going to say goodnight, and I love you all.